It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Got some instant feedback on the new intro.
Oh, yeah?
They love it.
Who loves it?
The ladies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell them to come on over.
All right, Jeff, ladies. Come on over.
Stop! It's the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. That's our website. Go there.
Broadcasting live from Ponderosa.
That's right, live from the Ponderosa, cweradio.com. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Please, please, take your seats.
Cheap pop.
Yep. So we're in New Jersey, huh?
What about it?
Yeah. How about New Jersey?
Yeah.
Fuck New Jersey.
So I was driving down the parkway.
Whoa.
Oh, and it smells bad.
Not as bad as the turnpike.
Oh, tell me about it.
And I had to pay all them tolls. Oh, man, I suck.
And then Chris Christie stole my cheeseburger.
Wow. And he threw it away for some reason.
Yeah. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Oh, shit.
Steven.
Hey, hello.
And Kevin.
With me as always is Derek.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, nice.
That was uncomfortable. I never did that before. I've never been introduced on the show in almost 10 years. How long has it been?
How long has it been?
Eight?
It'll be 8 years in September.
Wow, we've been doing this a long time.
God, let go of the past.
Technically 5 years because there's that.
Well, you know, we'll keep that up there. Whatever.
I just forget that happened.
Yeah, we'll say 8 years.
Well, we are approaching show 200.
Watch out, Vince. We're coming for you, nigga.
200 Club, baby. And, you know, 8 years and we have just about eight listeners. So that's.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
That's growth.
Yeah.
So there's profit. By growth, coming. Do you mean like a cancer?
Like a tail. More like a tail.
Yeah. Like a marsupial.
Oh.
Growing a tail.
Yeah, my shit's been so awesome lately.
Yeah?
Yeah. Define.
Like you can feel every ripple on the way out, and it's just so slick and long and oily.
Ribbed for her pleasure.
Yeah, it feels ribbed. Exactly. Like I can feel it just going like pine cones.
Yeah.
Just
According to Matt, I have pepper steak shit.
It did look like a little curled up piece of pepper steak.
Yeah, it did.
Which, sure, I'm not the only one that can say that. Now I never want to eat pepper steak again.
Yep.
I want more of it now.
So thank you.
But my shit often looks like General Tso's chicken.
Yeah.
Which I call General Tso's shitting.
Yep.
Yeah.
It has sesame seeds on it?
General Tso's chicken doesn't have sesame seeds.
I don't know.
No. So well, they have the
sesame chicken.
The seeds are from the peppers. Sometimes you get the pepper seeds.
Okay.
No, I was talking about sesame chicken.
Okay.
I fucked up.
Sesame chicken is very good. But it doesn't look like that. It looks like General Tso.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, compared to your guys' shits, I either have really healthy or really unhealthy shit.
Oh.
Because they all come out in one solid log.
Yeah.
And they're all this kind of caramel color.
No, it's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love caramel.
It's better than my bloody shredded wheat I used to have.
I love those caramel candies with the little like white frosting in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah. You bite into it, it's like popping a zit.
Yeah, and you just eat it.
But it's delicious.
It's like, you know, pus.
Speaking of zits,
it's a gross show so far.
there's, I can't trust anybody who willingly offers to pop someone else's zit.
You got to stop. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave.
And I have somehow encountered more than one of these people in my lifetime. I don't get it.
Wait, are you bringing back a memory of me in my own home and former Aristocrat Craig on the couch in my living room and his little fucking girlfriend popping the zits on the back of his neck?
Oh, why?
Ew.
On your couch?
Yes.
Ew.
I said, what are you doing? Ew. And he was just like, she does it.
I can't stop.
And she's like, here's another one. Because he always wore all those chains and shit around his neck. He had like he was like Mr. T, but it was just like
Mr. C.
Yeah, Mr. C. But it was all like old, cruddy, like not real silver, and it was turning black and green.
Yeah.
And
his neck was green at one point.
Yeah, and his neck was like permanently
disfigured.
Yeah, it's just gross, and he just had like, you know, I don't know, what do you call it? I don't know,
chafing.
Yeah, so she would sit there and fucking pick at the back of his head and his neck.
Ew.
His neck knee, as he called it.
Yeah. Which girlfriend?
Oh. You know, the little tiny one from years ago.
The blonde.
Yeah, her dad owned a fish shop or something.
Wow. A little soap and a little scrubbing, and that problem is gone. I don't.
Well, in order to scrub it, he would have to take it off, which he never did.
Yeah, and we're not talking about somebody that practices the best hygiene in the world. And we're also talking about somebody that shit in their upstairs bathroom, and we were gassed out in his bottom floor. It was bad. But, yeah, I don't know how anybody could do that.
We also probably had no idea that his neck was so gross until he got a girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
People don't normally look at the back of their neck.
Whoops.
Well, I mean, I feel, make sure it's not growing.
Well, you know. Anyway. So, yes, Kevin, that's gross.
And at other times, she's probably sucking on that neck and giving hickeys and stuff. Well, there's like a fucking zit looking right at her.
You think I can get enough pressure to suck it out?
Oh, yes.
I like when it hits the back of my throat.
You don't mind if I spit, right?
He's like, you want a napkin? She's like, no, I swallow. He's like, oh, God.
Got a little bit of little pus. Oh,
good. That's just ice cream.
You just smile and there's like a little pus on the teeth.
Yellow and white.
Yeah.
Then there's a little blood mixed in.
And you just brush them real quick with the swipe of the tongue.
I'm gonna go.
I'm not. Let's continue.
This is now reminding me of there's this kid. Let's just call him Richard. And
oh no.
I went to middle school with Richard, and him and I were friends. He went through some changes between middle school and high school. And the start of freshman year, he just broke out in this ridiculous acne all over. And both me and Richard were on the wrestling team together. And we were probably about 50, 60 pounds apart. But I was stuck practicing with Richard because I'm a nice guy, and nobody else would touch him. And he's my friend, so I didn't want him to just sit in practice with nobody, like, practicing with him.
Shadow wrestling. The shadow runs away.
People didn't want to wrestle him because his zits would, like, blow up in practice. It would just be, like, pus running down his face and, like, staining his shirt. And it was so fucking foul.
I actually experienced a similar thing.
Derek, can you hit the outro music, please?
Oh, I'm about to.
I literally experienced the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell Matt the name, Derek name after the show.
No.
He'll know who I'm talking about. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like, are you crying? No, I'm pussing. Yeah, bad.
Little pussy tears.
Like, it's just one of those ones you don't have to squeak. You just run your hand across it and just
No!
It's perfect. It's a tomato field growing on their face.
God! No!
And if you just slap, it's like, fuck! Just when they smile. Oh, shit.
Oh.
My smile is just shit coming off.
Are they going to take a big bite from a burger?
They get the long ones that just curl out like a little worm.
A laugh line becomes a volcanic eruption.
Yeah.
I don't remember ordering those curly fries.
They don't know what's hanging off their face. Okay, fucking Mount St. Helens there is about to explode.
There's something on your face.
What's that?
What? Hey, Wayne.
Did I get it? Yeah, you got it. Oh, oh well, my God.
Terrible.
Fucking ramen noodles coming out of your fucking cheek.
Oh, shit.
Like a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Terrible.
It's really bad. Yeah.
So, hammer toes.
That's fine. No. Those are not pussing.
What else is really disgusting?
That's it. Like, there's like videos online, like world's biggest zit being popped. Yeah. Can't do it.
World's biggest zit.
They did a thing on Jackass where a guy had like a blackhead.
Yeah, I think it was like one of those ones he said. Yeah, but like it went for a while.
Yeah, and I almost threw up. That's the one.
But see, you don't throw up when you do it yourself in the mirror.
No, I love it.
Yeah, it's fun. I actually love the feeling when it breaks.
A good break is good. Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like almost orgasmic.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God, how long was that in there?
And you got to realize like a layer of skin just broke.
Yep. And that's going to look even worse
than what it was in 3 days.
Yeah. It's like, oh, do I have a small infection or just a giant red hole in my face?
See, I always had this weird thing about popping them because I had heard that if you put too much pressure, it can go inward and then cause an infection under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Which always made me a little reluctant to service myself.
You're a worrywart.
Service.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You ain't cool unless you pop your zits, man.
Yeah. I guess I just needed a girlfriend.
You ever get yourself in the eye?
No. What?
That's a prostate thing.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, like a shoulder, an arm.
No. A meat hook.
I don't think so.
Like looking at it.
Oh!
No? Me neither.
Just checking.
All right, so right back away.
God.
We talked about that teacher who got fired. Did we talk about that one?
We talked about plenty of teachers.
She
very
zits?
Recently.
She got in trouble for having kids pop her zits?
I hope so.
Oh.
Did we talk? I don't remember. I know we mentioned something recently, but... Did we talk about the one Brooklyn?
That's Brooklyn
gotta be fake.
Northwest.
Well, oddly enough, I have a video here if you want to go to it.
Well, we can talk about it, but I just wanted to go through this list of like 40 teachers. I wanted to go through and bring them up on the screen
and we can like rate them
and rate them. Yeah,
well, I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now. Number one is
number one,
the best looking one.
You call them teachers.
She's pretty cute.
I call them troopers.
Number one's definitely pretty cute.
All right, let's.
I call them candidates.
I can bring them up here.
That's one.
That's number one right there.
Yeah, she's well, they're not like categorized.
No, they're just.
This is, you know.
No, I mean, this is the first one. Is the one Derek was talking about?
Yeah.
This is Kellyanne Garcia.
I think she's the best looking one.
She's got
the
best.
I actually went through this list.
Oh, you did.
I did. I think she's. Probably the
I've
best
always
one.
Been a Deborah LaFave.
Oh yeah, that's old school.
And. What's
isn't that
one?
The white teacher with the black kid?
Or like
then she went to jail for like 3 years
and then got married or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
wasn't she like a
we were still in high school,
a model or something?
She yeah
yeah. Well, this one's Kellyanne Garcia.
She got a nice mouth.
Garcia,
English teacher in Texas.
A nice mouth. Yes.
She's accused of carrying on sexual relations with a 16-year-old female student.
That makes her one for sure.
Yeah.
Donuts.
She allegedly took the teen to a sex shop during the romance. Faces charges of assault of a child and indecency with a child. Mm. And she's a good looking girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wins.
She wins. That's it. We're done.
That's it.
Can you just say what the sex was of the person that she was with again?
That was a female.
Is there a way you can open up like another window and leave her? Like, we'll say, hey, she's one for now until someone knocks her off the pedestal.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right. So right now, number one is number one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they just they blew their load. Yeah. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got this.
No.
This looks like somebody. Somebody. Never mind.
What? It looks a little like B-Shaps with no freckles and a wig.
Wow.
On.
Wow. I was gonna say somebody Steve works with.
Oh.
Oh.
Katana, KAHTANNA.
Hold on.
Katana Culp.
Yeah.
Katana is accused of having sex with multiple times
she was
with
banged.
A student. At Northbrook High School in Houston. Well, I got to move to Texas, I guess, to get some of this.
Yeah.
She allegedly took the school's principal, told the school's principal about the relationship after the student threatened to make their relationship public unless she paid them.
Well, at least she got to keep her money.
Yeah, but yeah, she's a kind of little plain Jane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely
She's no
a very strange nose.
Yeah, it's
you know what though? If I'm in school and she's offering herself, I would
absolutely.
You know, if she was a teacher when I was going to school, she would have been the hottest teacher.
She would have been the one that in September
and the youngest
isn't really like that hot, but like fucking by March, you're just
you get that weird like sexual Stockholm syndrome going. Where you're
sexual
just like,
you're rubbing yourself through the pocket out of your pants. Yeah. And you're just like
You know what it is? It's because like they have that power over you, like the authority over you. It's like I want to fucking tame you, bitch. I'm piping you down.
I don't know. There were a couple substitutes.
You're going to be sitting awkward in that fucking chair.
Who
are you?
One is off the fucking podium.
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't know?
Nah.
This is like a little Aguilera.
Yeah.
She's better than
Kev likes.
She beats your fucking favorite. You fucking race.
I'd have to say that they're like night and day comparison.
Yeah,
they're both
two completely different people. But
she's got to be. She is better.
I don't know.
What do you mean? She's
fucking nose.
Well, hold on.
She,
this is just a headshot.
Yeah. Deborah LaFave, middle school teacher. Deborah LaFave.
Wait, middle school?
Yes.
Actually, this is math. This is one of your youngins, you said, right?
She's pleaded guilty in 2005. That was a while ago, huh?
Yeah. Why?
To two counts of lewd and lascivious. Sorry. How do you say that?
Lascivious.
Well, it's L-A-S-C. Lascivious.
Oh, lascivious.
Battery, sorry. Yeah. It's please really hard
girls.
To read that.
Please be with girls. Yeah. Please be with girls.
Now... No. Now she's now 31. Yeah. Sorry. Sexual.
No, this has got to be old.
14-year-old middle school student.
She's 33.
Okay.
Even still. She's number one now, by the way. No. You're outvoted.
Not my book. Mm. And that's her mugshot.
That's a pretty good mugshot.
That's cute. I dig it. I like the shirt.
I actually think she looks better there than.
No. So she is the mugshot
that's
number
too
one.
Too done up. I mean.
Yeah. No. You got to see from the trial. She looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
She's all dressed up.
So what do we think? Do we have a new number one or not?
Yes.
I say no.
You're outvoted.
That's
so
fine.
That's
all right. All right. We're putting it to a vote. All right. I say yes.
Okay.
Steve?
Yeah, she's number one.
Matt?
I'm going to go. I'm default on number one.
Okay. Oh, but you're going to keep number one?
Oh, no. Like she's.
Oh, you're going to bring her. All right. Well, I'll take my Texas lesbian. Yeah. And we'll go off.
No. She's eliminated.
No. It's all.
She's not even an option. She's dead.
No, it's all right. I'll just. Me and her will just go off in
the
sunset.
There's no such thing as her now. That's the game.
New number one.
Move on.
Wow. Carrie McCandless.
That's why there's a male cop there too, in case she tries to get rowdy.
Yeah. sexual relationship with a student, June 2007. She was sentenced to 45 days in jail, 5 years in probation, 4 years deferred sentence. That's it. She tested positive for morphine.
I'll pass.
Yeah,
from the kid's semen.
I guess she violated parole.
Mm. Yeah, she looked.
Same girl.
Well, she's not terrible, but she
looks
good
when she sticks her neck out and gets rid of that.
I like how in court she throws her wedding ring back on.
Yeah.
I'm just a married man, sir. Mm-hmm. Married woman, whatever.
There's her mugshot.
Okay, then she looks best there.
They definitely woke her up for that one.
Yeah.
Well, she was on morphine.
Hey, get up. Come with me.
Can I at least put my eyeliner on?
Okay, we're getting
no, you gotta get rid of that nose.
Frumpzilla.
Get rid of it.
That's a fucking D. McG nose right there.
She does have a Derek nose.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. There's no there's no hippie spectacles on it.
Erin Thorne. Accused of sending one of her students sexually explicit text messages before he turned 18.
Titty pics.
And the relationship turned sexual after he turned 18.
See, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well,
that's why she's not in jail, right?
Yeah. Except it started.
Oh, this
like
one
the
hits
fucking
the sauce.
She's bad.
Just like the fucking Russian from Rocky.
What's the daughter's name from All in the Family?
Oh yeah,
yeah. That fat bitch.
It was Suzanne Summers, right?
Sally Struthers.
What's that growth on her chin? Get out of here!
I don't know.
Would you pop it?
Terrible.
Wouldyoupopit.com. That would be horrible, and that probably exists.
Probably.
People taking pictures of their zits.
This is Catherine Carmine?
This is a list of 43.
A lot of them are doubles. Yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah, they might be like 25 or 30.
Yeah, right, well, she legitimately got arrested in the tanning booth.
Yeah.
It's all women here.
She was accused of having sex with a 14-year-old boy at least 40 times over a 10-month period.
Awesome.
It's really not that much, though, if you think about it.
Oh, she's adorable.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Elise Cromwell.
She's straining, though.
27-year-old New Jersey teacher is accused of having sex with a 14-year-old student multiple times.
Nice shoulder tat.
What part of Jersey?
She was reportedly... doesn't say.
The Mellon?
Reportedly.
I actually know somebody with that last name.
The male student's English and homeroom teacher.
She's from Lodi?
Is that a tattoo or like titties. A shirt?
She can have a load in her eye.
Is she from Middlesex?
Stop, I'm not wearing a bra.
Let's see if I can get a better picture.
She's like my cousin. Weird.
What?
Really?
Yeah. She looks pretty cute, though, I'll tell you that.
She ain't no number one, though.
No.
Nah, she's no way.
No.
Debra LaFave is still a reigning champion.
You can't knock LaFave off.
There's another one. I can't remember what the hell her name is. She might even be better than Debra LaFave. Pamela Rogers. Pamela Rogers might be better.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, we'll have to get to her.
Remember your family, Steven?
No. Rampage Rogers is my real name. Ew, Matt.
What happened?
I don't know. You're gross.
Did you break something?
Yeah. No, you're not allowed to do that.
Besides wind? All right, let's move on.
Anyway.
Yep.
Then we have...
Ugh.
Leah Shipman.
Jewish.
You're up, Leah. Mind if I sniff this first?
She was arrested in 2009 for having an alleged sexual affair with a 15-year-old student. The prosecutors were forced to drop the case in 2011 when Shipman and the then 17-year-old got married. Under North Carolina law, a husband cannot be forced to testify against his wife.
Right.
You know what? They're in love.
Good call.
Christine Ngum?
Gum.
N-G-U-M? Who taught exceptional students.
I bet.
Like retards?
Oops. I don't know.
Exceptionally well endowed.
One way or the other. She is accused of having sex with a student. Her husband denied the charges, saying she is too overcaring for these kids.
This was also in North Carolina?
Whoa, what happened there?
Stephanie Felcher.
They said it was in Charlotte, right?
This girl looks like...
she looks fucked up.
Did you ever see Arrested Development? What? You ever watch it? The show?
No.
Okay, forget it.
Her eyes are all over the place.
It looks like her entire face is like too far to like the right side of her head.
You know, her face almost looks like a composite.
She must have slept on her left side in the womb too long.
She's accused of having sex with two 16-year-old students, including
at the same time
during class breaks.
Whoa!
She just couldn't wait.
It looks like somebody pieced together her face with magazine clippings.
Recess! Yeah. Except you two.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Would it even out if the hair was behind her ear on the other side?
I don't know.
No, I don't think that shifts
her
face.
Her eye is tilted.
There's something really fucked up
like
going on there.
FAS or
she
something.
She definitely had a stroke.
I was going to say, she looks like this one of the characters from Arrested Development a little bit.
Oh, that's just a big fat lady.
Yeah.
A big fat lady.
Big fat lady.
It's a chubby little girl. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
We got
move along. I don't even care about her story.
Yeah.
35-year-old married woman was a substitute who had a... who had months-long affair
another
with a 14-year-old boy.
Texas just needs to pass a law.
Yeah, dude, she was just helping the border
jumper. They want to do it.
She learned she was pregnant, allegedly, with his child during a visit to the emergency room. Police charged her with indecency with a child. She claims she and the boy are in love.
What's with all the jaundiced fucking face?
I think it's just the TV.
All right.
There we go.
She's the hottest.
Yeah. Number one with a bullet. Michael Shanklin.
Up here, sir.
Virginia teacher has been indicted on charges of possession of child pornography. Whoops.
Imagine this was accidentally the officer taking the pictures. Oh, camera was on the opposite lens.
He recently pled guilty
to spanking a student
during a tutoring session.
Oh, what?
He claimed he felt the student needed to be punished for not finishing an assignment and was charged with a misdemeanor sexual battery in the case. Wow. Machi machi.
Sexual batteries, is it for
whoa.
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 You know what she looks
fuck?
Like? She looks like
I hate HD.
She's like the tan mom.
She looks like Jennifer Aniston fell asleep in a tanning booth.
Yes.
And then got a zit.
Burn victim Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
This is Lynn Freeman.
Jewish.
Dude, you can 30, see it.
Jesus.
A Jewish.
38-year-old mother and parent volunteer at university
of
schools.
Hebrew. Guys, she's looking into my soul.
She is alleged, looking right at you, dude.
Alleged sexual assault of a 14-year-old boy. A friend of her daughter's in her home.
It looks like the spunk was still in her hair right there.
I know.
Otis Spunkmeyer. Otis Hurts.
Oh, this hurts.
Oh, she's crying.
Is that a spider?
Oh, my God.
Stephanie, what is up with her head?
Hey, she's from Colorado, bro.
Stephanie Dickinson. Colorado school board member Stephanie Dickinson was charged with internet luring of a child. Mm. Ooh, she was caught sexting a 14-year-old boy.
Mm. Titty pics.
He told the police after he became uncomfortable.
What?
What a little
She would
fag.
Show up to
he
his football games.
Her tits were probably too small.
She showed up to his football games and told him how sexy his smile was.
How douchey.
Sexy
see,
smile.
See, that's where...
Hey.
She's all right.
Hey.
She looks like she's a fucking
but the,
a football linebacker. Player. I know. Yeah.
That going to the football game thing, like that's where it crossed the line between a teacher fucking a student and a teacher who actually like wants to give a shit about the student.
Yeah.
She's like going out of her way to find him. Like, you look cute. Your friend smiles.
I
nice.
Play football.
Very supportive.
I'm here to root for you.
Need to work on that bulge.
I'd get uncomfortable about that.
Is that sock in there? This is
got a little sock in there.
Irene.
You got a sock in there? You got a little sock.
Irene Khan. She was accused of having sex with a 14-year-old student on multiple occasions, including in her car and home at various hotels.
Finish him.
Khan! Nicole Jakes.
What's with the chin?
Ew.
What is that? Oh, she fell in the tub.
She probably got beat up.
In the tub.
She allegedly had sex with a 15-year-old student several times in her apartment.
And he bit her trying
Please
to get away.
Girl. Please say girl.
Mm. Nah, just said student.
What's her goatee?
I don't know. She's got a little, yeah. Ooh. She's so shiny. Stephanie Cobb.
She kind of looks like her, too.
Having sex with a 16-year-old student. Texas.
Another D. McGee knows. Right
12,000 texts.
I hate people with all them moles all over her face. All them birthmarks.
In the course of 4 months, 12,000 texts.
Holy fuck, there's the little dipper.
She does have a lot of oddly placed facial birthmarks.
Yeah, he can sit right on Orion's belt.
Oh shit!
Boy,
is that Kim Basinger?
My God, Lauren Redfern, like Colorado, Colorado and Texas. If you want to get laid by a teacher,
is it like a funhouse mirror? Like why?
She got like the Brooke Shields jaw going.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely like she's definitely on roids.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. She looks China like she's jaw. Been working for WWE.
Yeah.
Broad
she was
jaws.
A basketball coach. Mm-hmm. She was charged with sexual assault on a child by a person of a position of trust.
Something about the coloring on the TV compared to Matt's monitor. She actually looks better on the TV than on the monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the monitor all decked out. Yeah. Different.
For decked
the,
out.
For the video. Oh, God.
Ugh.
Heather Whitten.
Ugh.
Whitten, 38-year-old teacher in Alabama. Alabama slammer. For allegedly raping a male student between the ages of 12 and 16.
Cannot rape a male.
No.
Can't be done.
Nope. Andra Ebert, 30-year-old special education teacher. Whoops.
Don't look at the ground.
She allegedly had sex with two 17-year-old students.
See, I can understand the special ed teachers because you're just seeing like retard boner popping up out of nowhere all the time.
Boner.
Yeah.
Well, just it says none of the several encounters between... None of several encounters between her and the students were reported to be on campus. Oh,
you know,
I thought they were going to say between her and her students, but
you know, she was like, "You got a little erection going," and then he's like, "Really? Where is it?"
Well, what are you going to do about
it? That's right here. I'll show you.
You got a little tart there,
and you can just put it in this hole.
You don't want to go to your next class with a boner. I can fix it for you.
It's really embarrassing, especially if they call you up.
We got another Jim Ross.
Oh my God.
Look at these arrested development.
Jennifer
people.
Schultz.
And how come every single pedophile is a D. McGee knows?
She's just a sad little fat girl.
She might be German.
Oh, okay. North Dakota.
Okay.
Sexually assaulting two of her students.
At the same
time. She looks like a little porcelain doll.
A group of her students
she
arrived.
She looks like a Matryoshka doll.
At her home and asked if she would like to drink vodka with them. After a few drinks, two of the boys went up to her room where the teacher allegedly had sex with one boy while the other watched.
Nice.
We call that a cuckold, right?
Just tugging one off.
Yeah.
Depends. Nice. Did he enjoy it or not?
I don't know. What is with all these moly fucking teachers?
And what's with the
moly.
Uneven eyes and face
Holy
and stuff?
Holy moly.
Look at those traps on her.
Kelly Miller.
There's something filthy and grimy about this one that I love.
Not me.
Sending explicit photos of herself to a 15-year-old student.
She looks like she can grab your dick and literally pop its head off.
Probably.
Yeah, she got like a little Beth Phoenix going on.
No.
Okay. That's
you got a cigarette.
That's a very bad picture of her, but that is Pamela Rogers.
She looks like she can clean up.
Oh, she can. All right.
Jail, having sex with a 13-year-old boy, is currently serving a prison sentence for sending inappropriate photos and videos 13. Of herself.
Yo, she's 69 boy. Inches, brother.
She is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect height.
Totally right. High five.
There she is again. Mm-hmm. In her comically fucking situated.
I know exactly
attire.
What's going on in this picture right here.
Literally, they dress her up like the Hamburglar.
Oh, look at that belly on that fucking
shit over there.
Yeah, actually, no, you know what she's saying right here? Judge, she's got her period. Let's go over the bathroom over here real quick.
I think there's another. No.
Ooh.
This is Amber Jennings. Ooh. Looks like Tina Fey.
A little bit.
It looks like the other the fucking baby killer.
She pleaded guilty to disseminating harmful materials. What?
She's got a hot secretary look going.
To a minor. She was sentenced to 2 years probation.
She might be third.
Fucking Easter Island head behind her.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, my God.
Mary
that troll?
Mary Kay.
Oh. Ashley.
Letourneau? Letourneau.
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Okay.
You never heard about this one?
No. Okay. undated
well,
photo.
She touched Matt. Matt knows directly.
Well, maybe.
Level 2 sex offender.
Ooh. Level 2.
Yeah.
What is it, like a fucking DEFCON for this now?
Moving up in ranks.
She completed a 7.5 year...
you like her?
7.5 year term.
How many experience points do you have to acquire to get to level 2 sex
offender? Wait. Is that her too?
No. This is the other one.
Oh.
They picked really bad pictures of me.
Oh.
There she is again.
Yeah, I remember that.
February 1998.
Jeez, I think her fucking hairdo is penalty enough.
I wouldn't fuck her with the mope stick.
What the fuck?
And that's the kid.
That's the kid.
So she was caressing my buttocks.
he fathered two daughters with her.
So always feeling her teeth.
Now, these
I
are the
guess.
Ones that got married.
Yeah, he
right?
looks
when
like he could be related to that fucking... Who's that Colombian dude in all the movies and all the tattoos and
wow.
shit?
Wow.
Oh, Danny Trejo or
yeah,
whatever?
It's like gonna be his son.
Mm-hmm. It's got a pretty gnarly scar, too.
Right, so this is how being my
scarliest.
Yeah. Wendy, oh boy.
Gullet neck.
Schweikert?
Jesus. How many rings around that neck are there?
2 counts of criminal sexual conduct with a minor.
Oh, Miss Schweikert.
Oh, she's accused of having sex with her 11-year-old student.
Yes.
Oh, 11. Miss Schweikert.
My God. A pig. Ah.
She ooh, might be up hi. There, top three.
Tara Driscoll.
She looks like a former gymnast.
Hi there, Tara.
Yeah, pleaded guilty to having sex with a student who attended the high school where she worked. So it wasn't her student.
Mm.
6 years probation.
Oh, God.
This is fucking Bilbo Baggins.
Now I would go to the cops about this one.
Rachel Holt, science teacher at Claymont Elementary School, 2006. The sixth grade teacher was accused of having sex with a 13-year-old student.
Ugh. It looks like it's Pat from SNL.
Yes.
Wow.
I played with the ween.
Gross. The ween. Oh.
She's George Hernandez, substitute teacher in L.A.
Wasn't he a tight end for the Patriots?
He was investigated 3 times for sexual misconduct with students. I don't care about guys.
I mean,
Holly Hatcher.
No.
Yeah.
Charged with statutory rape after being holy accused of having sex with a 17-year-old man.
She's got a
man.
Sarah Connor look going.
Okay.
Again, she looks like she might clean up well. Those ears are kind of weird.
Yeah, they definitely helped her break out of jail.
Oh, here's a little crybaby. Angela Renee Comer? Is that an M? Comer?
I'm surprised these women don't like try to defend themselves by saying that their daddies touched them and that's why they did it.
Yeah, I'm sure. No one cares.
Yeah, me either.
Charged with having sex with a 14-year-old student.
The
and running off to Mexico with him. I remember her, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they left the country.
At least they got a vacation out of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is with that?
Oh.
She
ew.
She looks like she should have a unibrow.
She actually looks like a guy I've wrestled with before.
Brittany Collips?
Oof.
Sure.
She definitely has a mustache. You can't deny that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's dashed right
there. Yeah. Sex with 5 high school students. She faces 20 years in prison.
That's it?
That's it?
Right, 4 years of pop?
Guys, I gotta ask. Would you pop
it? No.
Would you pop it?
No. Wouldn't go near right. it.
I need you. Hold on. I need you to look up Jake Manning, the wrestler. I swear it looks just like him.
All right, let's do it. Jake what?
Jake
Manning?
Manning. It's gonna frighten you. Man. You shave this broad's head and put a beard on her, and it looks just like this guy.
Yeah. Whoops. Yeah. They could be brother and sister.
Or they could be fucking the head. Same person.
I hate that. It's like someone just squished your head and it just went out. Yeah. All right.
All right. Sorry to derail that.
That's a video for that one.
Yeah, I don't want to do a video. I don't want to do the guy either.
Mm-hmm. No.
Amy Neely having sex with a 16-year-old. Her husband at the time suspected the affair. Oops.
She kind of looked like an Angry Bird.
Look at this girl's face. Am I going to get in trouble for this?
Oh, my God. Jody Onorato.
Onorato?
O-N-O-R-A-T-O?
Onorato.
Or L-O.
What's with the peacock cut?
I don't know. She sent dozens of nude photos of herself to two high school students in Florida.
Well, where are they?
Can you surf the web?
What's her first name?
Jody.
Oh, Trayvon Martin. Jody Onorato. And that's it. That's the last one right there.
You know what? That's a good closer.
Yeah.
I think I would.
Nah.
Sure.
I'd let her pump my Peter into her mouth.
So we're sticking number one with the blonde chick?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
I still think that Pamela Rogers, when she's done up properly, definitely better.
Look at her eyes, man. Those things are fucking
her eyes
sexy.
Are incredible.
She's sucking me right
so
here.
Is her mouth.
She's sucking me right here.
Yeah.
I mean, she got nice little fucking lips.
What's her name? I'm going to find her on Facebook.
Poker.
Yeah, let's poke her.
Poke her.
I'll poke her. What's her name?
Pamela. Rogers.
No, that's not Pamela Rogers.
No, that's,
right, I'm sorry.
That's Deborah LaFave.
This is Deborah LaFave.
Right. LaFave? How do you spell that? L-E-F.
L-A-F-A-V-E.
C-O-L-L. What?
Got it. All right, enough of these pigs. Oh, speaking of pigs, the Octomom is in trouble again.
Oh, fuck that woman.
Ew. She's scamming the taxpayers. Octomom has been hosing taxpayers by illegally collecting welfare. And now...
Can't we just put her to sleep?
Now we know how much she nabbed, seriously. They seized her, Nadia Suleiman's.
Suleiman.
Is it Suleiman?
Mm-hmm. That's her real name.
That's how you say it? Well, they seized her financial records after getting a tip that the mother of 14 was collecting government funds, despite making more than $200,000 in 2012. What the hell does she do?
Porn.
Yeah, when she do porno.
She did like a picture thing.
She did like guest spots as
a stripper. No, she got gangbang, dude.
Says Octo can only collect welfare if she rakes in less than $119,000 a year.
Because of so many kids.
Yeah, I guess. And she's single, right? Father doesn't have anything to do with these kids?
Well, if there was a father involved and she was making that much and that was the only income, then she probably would be able to make more.
Wasn't she artificially inseminated?
She had fertility treatment or something.
Oh.
That's why she had 8 children at once.
Hmm. From January to May, she got $666,006. She had no right to collect. And from January to May, she got $9,016 in food stamps that she shouldn't have gotten.
So how are they going to get this money back from her?
Well, they're hitting her up for $15,000.
How are they going to do it, though?
I don't know. It says she could be charged with welfare fraud, which is a felony. If convicted, she faces prison time.
And didn't she have plastic surgery to look like Angelina Jolie?
Well, this is a picture of her fairly recent, within the last couple years. She got a lot of surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot.
She filed for bankruptcy in April of 2012.
Yeah, good for her. I think she's disgusting looking. Yeah. And she did the...
I think she could be worse.
Yeah, but like you could see like where they cut her.
Oh, yeah.
Her face is just...
It's she's like, gross.
It's like she China. She might as well be China.
Yeah.
Like she does have a nice rack. So I guess medicine could be...
Yeah, but they're fake.
Medicine. Medicine, he said. Look at the mouth. She's like if she got stung by bees.
And of course that.
You did it on purpose, you dirtbag.
You fucking asshole.
She got a demon G nose too.
All right.
She was in the porn film Octomom Home Alone.
Really?
Pull it up. I want to see it. I want to see if she's better than China.
I believe all she did in the film was masturbate.
Okay. Oh, really?
That's fine. That's it. Can you pull it up, Matt?
Can I?
Try it.
Maybe. So, yeah, she started in 1997 at age 21 with the in vitro fertilization. And it took her quite a while, I guess, to get pregnant. Because she didn't have them until 2009? Something like that. When did she have them?
2009.
Yeah. she should just be killed.
Yeah.
That's fucking rotten.
We'll be better
you guys
off
are rotten people.
Or at least go to jail.
Yeah.
She should just be killed.
Okay.
Rotten.
We'll do that.
She should be killed and fed to her children.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a lot of meat.
Yeah. Whoa.
Hey, it's just some octopus.
I think this is one that look at a porn on my fucking internet.
I hope so. Like you don't.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
You found it?
It's just like pictures, but there's nothing really going on here.
Uncensored or no?
Nothing I see so far.
That's fucking bullshit.
Just squeezing her big tits together.
I think Kevin sent this one in.
What the fuck is that?
Wait, is that your high school pic?
A man attempted to escape, attempted an escape act Saturday after he was arrested for tractor theft in Forest Hill. Michael Brian Myers, 42.
Oh, I love them Peterbilt.
I love this. Michael Brian Myers, 42, of no fixed address.
Oh, shit.
So he's a nomad.
He's a
wanderer.
He's a P.O. box.
He's a Jew.
He was charged with burglary, theft, and escape from custody. The cops were called Saturday for a report of an intoxicated tractor driver on the road. They did not find the tractor. Hours later, about 5 a.m., deputies were called again about a similar tractor, and while searching the area, were told the tractor was now pulling a snowblower. You know, because it's fucking July, according to a news release.
Yeah, he was just being ready for the winter.
Yeah.
This is the kind of guy who only has two friends, and that's John Deere and Jack Daniels.
That's right. correct name. He had a warrant for his arrest for probation violation.
Warrants to stop
him?
This guy.
While deputies were speaking with the owner of the tractor and snowblower, Myers somehow escaped through the rear window of a patrol car.
Pocket
this
sand.
This guy's classic.
Pocket sand.
Deputies, K-9 units, and state police helicopter located him, who was apprehended.
I can picture him in the back going, "I wouldn't blink, officer." And I'm gone. I'll be out of here quicker than two jiggles of Jackrabbit's ass.
Well, he's at the Harford County Detention Center, where as of Saturday evening, he was awaiting a hearing in front of a court commissioner. So they got him, but he had a little rabbit in his blood.
Fast as fast can be.
You'll never catch me.
That's never funny.
This guy's a gingerbread. This guy's a gingerbread man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that guy's a loser.
Yeah, well, what are you going
to
do?
I'm hungry, too.
Looks like a winner to me. Great hair.
His hair was pretty cool. It's like Ultimate Warrior style.
A little Ricky Rocks going on.
Well,
if Ricky Rocks looked like a man, that's what it would.
Oh, shit.
If
he had fuller hair, that would be what his hair looked like.
More volume.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
A woman fell off the roller coaster in Dallas.
She's dead.
You don't say.
Yeah.
She live?
No, she's dead.
History.
She plunged to her death from a 14-story roller coaster Friday.
14 stories.
Six Flags Over Texas.
That's what, like 12 feet?
She almost reached the speed of sound.
Whoa.
The victim had been identified by family members as Rosie Esparza.
Yeah, she sounds fat.
Yeah.
Rosie Esplata.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they closed the ride down. The tallest wooden roller coaster in the world. Ooh. The wooden tracks were replaced in 2010 with steel, but the original wooden structure kept the blah, blah. We don't care about that. They're committed to determining the cause of the... And it turns out she just fell.
Oh.
She got out of the little car.
Eyewitnesses were saying that she was screaming before because she didn't feel secure in it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Like, the eyewitnesses are like, well, it clicks three times, and it only clicked once for her.
Today it just came out
that they said there's no foul play.
I heard that there was butter all over her seat, but they can't determine if that had anything to do with her falling.
Butter. Well,
Paula Deen was in there right before her, so. You're going to want to hold on tight.
Click, 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 click.
There was reason to believe that her safety belt was made of paper mache, but they don't know if that's related to her falling out.
Remember when we went to Great Adventure, Derek?
Yeah, I do.
And that girl was squeezing that fucking harness on me, and I was acting like it was really squeezing me. She was terrified.
When I started getting real fat.
Oh, I was going to ask you to tell the story.
I went to Hershey Park with my ex, and we're going on some roller coasters and stuff, whatever. And I get to the one where, you know, it goes over, and I get in there, and I put it down, and it wouldn't click. And I'm just like, oh, fuck.
But you said that, like, leading into it, like, everybody else was getting the thing put down over them. And it was just like, click, 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 click.
And I'm just like, boo.
Click.
Nothing. Didn't click once. Like, I couldn't get it to get on. And the guy's coming around checking them. And I was all the way in the front. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be the fat ass that has to get off of the roller coaster.
How do I lose 30 pounds in the next 30 seconds?
I literally was just like, and I, as hard as I could, and she's like, click. And I was like, oh, God. And he there was no movement whatsoever.
He couldn't even get his hand in the
chair. He was just like, oh, that's tight. Okay.
That's pretty snug.
I was just like, okay, let's go. Let's
you guys got some tits, boy.
Yeah. My arms are hanging out. I'm like the kid from Christmas Story.
Wow.
I am with my arms. And I was relieved to get out of that thing.
What about the fat lady that was getting on the one ride and she like couldn't step up onto the ride? Remember that one?
That,
and she kept on like making excuses as she was trying to do it. You talked about it on the show once before.
God, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was pretty funny too. Cause she's like stepping on the thing, but it looked like she was trying to lift up the platform. She was using so much force to get the rest of her body up.
There's some big people there.
She might have been a beanbag person.
Definitely.
Derek, I think it was the time we were together when we were going on Batman Returns.
Was that it?
And no, and we were going for the front row, and then they pushed that fucking paraplegic in front of us after we waited online for like an hour.
Yep.
I was wishing death on this person.
Yeah.
I was like, what
he
the
was
fuck?
All right, we're next. Been here for an hour. The ride's like 60 seconds long. And it was like, wee. Yeah, and put this kid here. And we're like, motherfucker, I'll kill you.
I think you got to go in the front. I had to sit in the second row. Because
something like that.
This fucking asshole.
So I'll call out of work and go to Six Flags tomorrow.
Yeah.
I hope that quadriplegic's dead.
Probably is.
Good chance he might be. Because that was a long time ago.
Like 12 years ago.
Was it?
Oh,
God, we're so old.
2000.
Oh, but the other thing about that roller coaster I couldn't fit in, they did have like a fat guy seat for bigger people.
Really?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
So, and you know, they usually don't, well, I think somebody was in it. I don't know. But I would have had to get out, go into the fat guy seat.
Oh, man.
And then click in.
Now we got one for the fat guy row.
Yeah. I think somebody was in it, so they would have had to take in that guy out to put me in. You know, we would have had to switch stuff. It was going to be a whole mess. I think I might have broke a rib or something just to get that thing on.
Don't worry about making faces, kid. There's no camera angle for the seat.
This guy's got a face away from the loops.
Oh, shit. Not fun. Not fun at all.
Mm. Click, click, click.
At least you could ride the log flume.
You know, that's the only thing I could get on. I don't think I've been on a roller coaster since.
Yeah.
Well,
let's go to roller coaster.
Took all the starch out of you, huh?
It did, yeah. That, I'm afraid of what my stomach will do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, could you imagine the trail of diarrhea?
I still have yet to go on Medusa.
I never will. That's it.
King Dakar was the last, like, cool one that I went on when it was new. But that's literally, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Yep, you just go up and down, you're done.
That's it.
It's crazy
how
it works.
Like one little more like bump at the end, and that's it.
It does like 0 to 70 in like 4 seconds, and it's all magnets. It's awesome how it works.
Fucking
is
magnets.
It
how do they work?
Yeah.
Fucking rides and shit. What else we got? Anything?
I'll look up some stuff.
Oh, yeah?
You find that porno
what's in the HuffPost good news?
let's look at that.
What do we got in HuffPost good news?
Positive news?
We've gone through a few things already. Some stuff about fast food and, you know, the guy with the mullet.
Inspirational stories. Oh.
Little lighter sign.
Here
what's
we go.
What's in the HuffPost good news?
Here's one. It's never too late. 79-year-old grandma breaks 15 world records in track and field.
I thought you were going to say wind.
Oh, well, it's a quick read because obviously good news doesn't have a lot of information.
No, get right to the point.
79 years old. So I'm assuming before I read this, that she has broken world records for 79-year-old women or something. That's
world record. Yeah, okay. Okay. In the age bracket, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Most people don't pick up pole vaulting at 65.
No.
But Flo Milar isn't most people. She's one person. Today, 14 years after she jumped her first hurdle, 79-year-old holds 15 world records and 12 U.S. records in almost every event in track and field. Let's see. I mean, I can't imagine she has... I can't imagine she has much competition. Her high jump is like 4 feet at least.
She can clear an infant.
I want to see what her records are. Does it have anything listed?
Oh, that's a sexy picture of her right there.
Yeah. Just throwing that javelin.
She looks like Jack Spades.
What? I wasn't saying like where the records are. That's it. Like this.
It's that's the problem with the lighter side of the news.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to report.
But it'd be not, her long jump looks like she's barely getting in there. But she is an old lady, so.
She looks like Bob Backlund circa 94.
Wow.
I'd fuck her. I did.
So, anyway, yeah, she broke a lot of world records, and it's
well,
not telling
us good for her.
Let's see what else.
Well, we got Hong Kong college student Sang Sizquan, 20, who was blind and severely hearing impaired. To learn Braille, Sang had to overcome another obstacle. She lacks sensitivity in her fingertips. So she's blind, she can't hear, and her fingertips, she can't feel too good.
I know where this goes.
What do you think?
She learned how to read Braille
yep.
with her clitoris.
Close.
Oh, there you go.
Really?
Her mouth.
Okay.
So she reads Braille with her mouth. It's going to be embarrassing going to dinner with her. No, that's not the food. I'll have the...
Wow.
Gross. Fucking, she goes up to the bank. She's got her face on it, trying to read everything.
There's not that many options, though, for them to choose from.
No. Tonguing the ATM, trying to figure out.
It's either fried wontons or fucking boiled.
Oh, Christ.
But, you know, good for her.
Yeah.
I could go for some fucking dumplings right now.
I could go for some sushi.
Why don't you die of some mouth infection?
Yeah. It's paper cuts all over her tongue from reading shit.
Wash your lips when you're done.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Whoa.
I see a puppy. What's that about?
Puppy?
Puppies are feel good.
I like puppies.
Awesome long-term children's hospital to allow pet visitation.
Oh,
finally those pets' rights are getting kicked in there.
Yeah.
You know,
they want
to
be there.
Gay couples can't go to the hospital and, you know, wait with their loved ones. But, you know, animals can.
So they shouldn't. They just start fucking pooing and jizzing everywhere.
You know what
pooing
it is?
And jizzing.
You know what it is, though, Matt? It's not that they don't want gay people in there. It's just they usually tend to take advantage of situations like that and fuck.
That's true.
Yeah. They're kind of grisly sometimes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're known for that.
They're like, oh, this hospital lives in this room. And,
let me send you the link to this.
Getting dark
there.
Out. Yeah, Matt, remember when we saw Steve number one's penis?
We did. We did.
In the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He didn't know until like years later when we told him.
No, yeah, he knew because he did it on purpose.
He did not. Dude, he was barely cognizant.
No, his appendix exploded. He had all the surgery gimmicks done, and he's in his fucking gown, and he's like, oh, I got to pee. And
he's like, hold on a second. I just got to move the stuff around. And he just like, he does like a fucking Russian split in front of us. And like,
dude, his pubes were longer than his dick.
We did. We unfortunately saw
like Basic Instinct with Steve.
Yeah. We just crossed these legs over here.
Ooh, scientists are now able to switch off the extra chromosome that causes Down syndrome.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
So we can genetically eliminate this?
It sounds like it. American scientists believe they have found a way to switch off the extra chromosome that causes Down syndrome. Researchers.
Now can they switch off that extra chromosome but keep that fucking weird face?
They managed to prevent the condition in human cells in a laboratory.
Wow.
This breakthrough could eventually, and then I have to
get rid of retards.
You're going to have people who are upset by this.
Eventually lead to treatments for the syndrome.
Treatment.
Gene therapy has already been used to treat medical problems as a result of the presence of one defective gene. But this is the first time that silencing the impact that the silencing... Boom, 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 I can't read.
How shitty would it be to be the last member of like fucking
it's like
extra
you missed
chromosome.
By like a week.
The extra chromosome generation.
Like, so just, well, what about me? Sorry, you missed the cutoff. Sorry. You were a little too far along.
Oh.
If only I banged your mother a week earlier, we could have saved you. Hmm. Go eat some fucking rubber.
Rubber. Last generation of penny eaters.
I don't know. We got some.
Go eat a high school running track.
We got a speech here by some boy with autism.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Gives brave sixth grade graduation speech.
Are we still in good news?
This is apparently good news. You want okay. it, Derek?
Does it end similar to the Bud Dwyer
What's
speech?
What's with the baby face crats?
Baby face.
That was good
it's
news.
It's a new bit, dude.
All right.
Here you go, Derek. We give the good news.
Yeah, we do.
Enjoy.
Hands Across America.
Yeah.
We're a feel good type of show.
Did you guys see that guy who came back from 6 months? And army or whatever, and the dog was flipping out.
I saw that link on here too. Yeah, it's like we could watch this
forever.
Yeah,
dog flipped his shit.
Like happy?
Oh yeah, hadn't seen his owner in like 6 months.
Was it doing moonsaults and shit?
It was it was like a pretty big dog, and it just like curled up in him, and it was like whining and crying.
Mm-hmm.
It was very sad.
Oh, it was worried sick about him.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! I had something to say.
All right.
Well, go ahead and say it.
I sent Derek this video.
Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what it is.
Steve, do you want to just listen?
Look, I didn't get that chromosome treatment, right?
Oh, let's watch it.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Smile.
Smile. Oh, yeah. You can tell right away by the
walk. He walks like Bob Backlund.
He's got that autistic swagger.
Listen here, Vince. You plebeians.
Hello?
WWWF.
Teachers and guests.
I am... Mr. Autistic!
6 years ago, I would not have thought that I would be giving a speech during our sixth
grade ceremony.
He's faking
it. He's reading off a cue card.
Teleprompter.
More natural there, boy.
Line.
Your papers are over here, sir.
Why, may I ask?
My ass.
Because aside from being a normal 12-year-old
who is that
boy,
hot bitch in blue?
Games, Legos, I am also autistic. Autism is a disorder that affects someone's ability to communicate and interact socially with others.
This is unfair.
And
words, boy, words.
And fuck Jenny McCarthy.
Don't some people believe autism is fake?
6 years ago, I was still trying to learn how to make friends.
The reason why this
is
unfair
that
speech
is how to use a toilet.
Skills. They're putting this kid in a position for people like us
during
to make fun
my time
of.
Here, I have gone
yeah, we are assholes.
To play with friends. Winning awards, being in place, as well as giving this speech today.
All right, this thing's 3 minutes
long. Oh, good for
you.
Okay.
I can't.
So I want to see the bitch in blue.
What do you guys think? Is this?
It's fake.
Fake.
I think it's actually she's actually wearing black. It's just that the screen is.
Maybe.
Yeah, look at Matt.
That's what you want to talk about.
Anyway, no, because her hair is also blue. And Steve keeps saying that.
And the guy in the background's got a blue suit.
Yes, he does have a nice.
I wish
blue
she would
suit.
Just fucking leave him alone.
Yeah,
she keeps going every 5 seconds.
Why can't they put
shit?
The camera on the blue?
Oh well, now he's saluting Hitler.
Oh god!
You can see your shoulder. You can see your tit.
That I made a difference in all of your lives too.
Oh, did you? Thank
as
you.
We leave here today,
what's with the Lloyd Christmas haircut?
Wow.
We are all different. Not less, just different.
Pretty bird.
We all have things we're good at. Things we need to work.
How do they know I got gas?
Yo, man. Right. Fuck, Ponch is getting pissed.
He's like,
is this kid done yet?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I got a little shit under my
what
nail.
What have we learned from this?
That we're fucking assholes.
Yeah.
One of the poor kid would.
Yeah. And that woman over there, she's looking at the fucking Sabret stand.
If I could walk away from this with anything, it's that I don't want to go anywhere where autistic people are speaking.
Yeah.
Ever.
You think she's sexually involved with
Oh, they're applauding.
What are they clapping for?
It's over.
There she is.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. What I was talking
oh, that
about.
Girl.
That one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that.
No, I got radar for that shit. Right?
Radar.
And now this is the part where he pulls out
that lobster clap.
This is the part where he pulls out a gun, just fucking open fire.
Oh my goodness!
And why is that guy's tie all the way down to his balls?
It really is. It is chilling with his balls.
Oh, he needs it there in case he dribbles a little bit.
Dribbles.
So do you think?
What? There's the photo. There's the photo of Geraldo.
Yeah.
Dumb fucking idiot.
Do you think that kid
has autism? That was fake.
Has sexual relations with the chubby woman who was helping him the whole time?
No.
She was up his ass.
Whenever he would stop, whenever he would freeze, she would just fucking double finger his butthole, and that would just jumpstart him.
Oh, did you guys see Jesse and the Rippers reunited?
I didn't see, but I heard it happen.
Yeah.
Was it fantastic?
On Fallon. I mean, he was lip-syncing, but he rocked the mullet.
Let's see.
He had a mullet thing.
He grew a mullet out for it?
I'm sure it was a wig.
Let's see it.
You actually want
to
watch it?
I didn't get to see it, so yeah. Ooh. The best episode ever is when he drove when he was going to drive the motorcycle across that building. From Full House, my man.
Across that building.
They're a great band out of San Francisco.
Jimmy Fallon's an asshole.
Agreed.
Not even funny.
Their single, Forever, became a number one hit in Japan.
Hang on.
Tonight they're reuniting.
Echo, echo.
Rogers and the Ripper.
Oh my God.
Nice.
All right. That's going to be the new fart clip.
Did you see my face?
Yeah. He farted on poor John Stamos.
You missed a face.
I got.
I looked at my dark just, at all. I was scared.
Oh my God. That's the new fart clip.
You gotta make that new fart clip.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. I hope that's on YouTube. My face. I looked at Derek. I looked at this. I went.
I got your face right as the fart happened.
I don't care about John Stamos anymore.
Yes, come on, let's hear him.
Well, apparently Sam Kinison is his guitarist.
Yeah. Oh, he's lip-syncing terribly.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't even by the microphone.
Were these the original guys from that band?
I would assume so.
I remember the guy with the hat.
Let's get to the end here. Where he...
Yeah. I remember that fat bastard. Oh, he's terrible lip syncing. Is he really playing guitar?
No.
That looks fake too.
I've never wanted a brown kid with a pressure cooker more than I do right now.
I think it's pretty funny that he actually came out like this.
How come they're not mocking him like they mock Beyonce?
Because he's fucking John Stamos. So yeah, throw Greek yogurt in your
my
face.
My wife is obsessed to take with him. Seriously.
She should be.
He's fantastic. He looks great.
And then look who comes out at the end.
Oh, she still looks great.
Yeah.
She does. Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was fucking hot.
I still tear into that.
But, I mean, did you hear the fucking pop in the beginning when the audience
no, I,
saw
I don't yeah, watch I the heard the pop. Show. And it was coming from Steve's colon.
Yeah. Colon pop.
That was a good one.
Oh man!
You have to make that the new fart with the intro.
I'm gonna have to. Unbelievable. No, because we'll never get through a fucking show. We'll just start laughing in the intro.
Good.
Oh my God! I think we're done, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we can top any of that.
No. John Stamos was the high point.
Poor John Stamos.
Your ass was the high point.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I had to save the match.
Well, thanks for sticking with us, guys. It was a little. First show was good.
Yeah. No, this was all right.
It's all right. Yeah. Just kind of lumbering through it a little bit.
Yeah.
They can't all be winners.
Still curious who Arn Anderson wrestled.
Z-Man.
I mean, was it Mike Enos?
Yeah.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Lightning Foot Jerry Flynn?
CWERadio.com every Sunday.
Scott Flash Norton.
Actually, every day, CWERadio.com. We're not the only ones on there.
Sergeant Craig Pittman.
That'd be silly.
Craig Pitbull Pittman?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a burp. Oh.
Was it against NWO Sting?
Woo!
Bogus Sting.
Bogus Sting.
We will see you this Sunday.
Kensuke Sasaki.
Sunday the 28th. Wow.
Masahiro Chono.
Where did July go? Aristocratsradio.com.
Sugar Shane Helms. The Black Scorpion. Arachnoman. Steve Armstrong.